WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration is moving rapidly to turn the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, into a massive immigration detention complex.
According to DHS officials, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is planning on visiting Guantanamo Bay today to assess the administration's efforts to convert the U.S. naval base into a large-scale detention center that can hold as many as 30,000 migrants. So far, two U.S. military flights with nearly two dozen detainees with alleged ties to a notorious Venezuelan prison gang have been sent this week. Officials familiar with the deliberations tell CBS News the plan is to send flights on a daily basis. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The Trump administration is suing Chicago, claiming its sanctuary city laws are interfering with federal efforts to enforce immigration laws. Illinois' Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state follows the law. Attorneys general from Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Connecticut are joining forces in a lawsuit against President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum explains their action.
The reason these three state attorneys general are meeting, along with other attorneys representing immigrants and expectant mothers, and are making themselves available to the press, is likely because they want to make a statement that the president's actions are patently unconstitutional, since the 14th Amendment is pretty clear on the issue of citizenship granted to those born in the United States.
A deadly strain of bird flu has been detected in dairy cows for the first time, and one person in the U.S. has died. Dr. Jacob Glanville is CEO of vaccine company CentiVax.
We've had about 70 people infected, and for most of them so far it's been mild, but we don't know how many mutations it's going to take to make it more virulent and to enable human-to-human transmission.
The spread of bird flu is boosting the price of eggs as chickens are being killed off to prevent transmission. Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills has been named the AP NFL Most Valuable Player, and NFL Offensive Player of the Year is Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley.
It's an honor and privilege to be selected the Player of the Year. I would like to give thanks to God first. Without him, none of this would be possible. I'd like to give thanks to my family.
Well, fans are wondering how the NFL may be handling some lyrics during halftime at the big game. Reports say neither the league nor Fox has decided on whether or not to censor Kendrick Lamar's off-color words in his massively popular diss track, Not Like Us. It's the subject of a defamation suit. He calls Drake a pedophile. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brook Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, known Chris for a long time now. You know, I've got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it was an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brook Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies, winds diminishing as lows drop to the mid-single digits. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Friday with highs in the lower 20s. Winter storm watch in effect starting Friday night for accumulating snowfall. Currently 8 degrees.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 2.5 weeks into the Trump administration, we're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Mattenair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to our third hour. The U.S. Supreme Court may revive a doctrine that would basically destroy all federal agencies. Yep, not making this up. It's called the non-delegation doctrine. It's been around for a long time. It's never actually been law in the United States. The way things work right now is Congress says, okay, we've got a problem. Let's say, you know, acid rain. Actually, that's not the best example. We got a problem. People are dying from cancers that are caused by tailpipe exhaust. And, you know, we're Congress. We're not scientists. We don't know what to do about this. We're not engineers. We don't know how to fix this. We just know that the stuff coming out of the tailpipes, all that soot and all the particulate matter and the benzene and all these, you know, it's causing asthma and it's killing people with cancer, and we have to do something about this. So they create an agency, in this case, the Environmental Protection Agency, or they task an agency, an existing agency, with the job of dealing with this problem of the tailpipe emissions causing cancer and asthma. And they say, you guys, you know, hire a bunch of scientists, figure out what's going on, figure out the best solution, hire some engineers, and tell the car companies how they have to change. And by the way, this is how we got catalytic converters and how the smog vanished in Los Angeles. I've mentioned before, I'm a pilot, and back in the 70s, I got my pilot's license in 71, I think, or 72, and must have been about 74 because our daughter was 2 years old at the time. Louise and I flew from Lansing, Michigan out to Los Angeles in this little, you know, Cherokee Aero Tango 41752. And had, you know, wild adventures along the way. Had a gas line break, had an oil leak. I mean, it was an old airplane. But when we came into Los Angeles, as we're approaching Los Angeles, it was like there was this giant yellow dome over the city that you couldn't really see through. I mean, you know, you could vaguely, but it was, you know, all the way on. And that's gone. When you fly into Los Angeles now, you don't see that giant yellow dome. Well, that's because the EPA stepped up and said, you know, catalytic converters are necessary to get all this ozone and all this other crud out of the air. Under the non-delegation doctrine that is going to be before the Supreme Court shortly, and this is based on a lawsuit from the Consumers Research, which is a right-wing group. And but under the non-delegation doctrine, what would have to happen is that Congress itself would hire a bunch of scientists. The House of Representatives would hire a group of scientists to inform them of the problem, and then they would hire engineers to tell them how to solve the problem. And then Democrats and Republicans would have to get together and write legislation that says, okay, you must have a catalytic converter in the cars. You must have a certain cleanliness of the fuels, you know, and particularly the diesel. And, you know, here are all the standards and all this stuff, you know, comporting with the best science. Well, that's crazy. I mean, Congress will never do that. Congress doesn't have the resources to do it. It doesn't have the staff to do it. It doesn't have the expertise to do it. And it doesn't have the time to do it. And even if it had all of those things, odds are, you know, political BS would get in the way and things wouldn't get done, which is exactly the goal of these people funding this lawsuit. You know, behind this lawsuit, I'm pretty sure you'll probably find fossil fuel billionaires who don't want to be regulated. They want to have, you know, their poison in the air because it makes them money. So this is coming. And this is on top of blowing up the Chevron deference. The Chevron deference said basically that the courts will defer to the judgment of the scientists in these individual agencies, like EPA. Well, the courts don't have to defer to them anymore. They can, you know, take down an agency or a rule anytime they want. But this goes beyond that. This basically says the EPA can no longer make rules. Only Congress can make rules. And it will destroy the administrative state. It would end the CFPB. It would end the EPA. It would end the Labor Department. Basically, every department of government that protects us, that protects you and me from the predation of billionaires and giant corporations, gets shut down. And it looks like the right-wingers on the court are very enthusiastic about this. Meanwhile, over at Fox so-called News, you recall 2 days ago, I believe it was, Rupert Murdoch showed up unexpectedly. I mean, maybe expected by Trump, but not by the media. Showed up at the White House for a meeting with Donald Trump, and everybody was scratching their head. Why is Rupert Murdoch here? You know, what does he want from Trump, or what does Trump want from him? Now, Trump had been criticizing Fox News recently. I have a suspicion that that's all gone away, because what Murdoch apparently gave Trump was a TV show for his daughter-in-law. Lara Trump, Eric's wife, is now going to be the host of My View with Lara Trump, which is going to play every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox so-called News. The network is describing the show as focused on the return of common sense to all corners of American life. This is what Trump is calling common sense is the new catchphrase on the right. It's just common sense that you don't want to, you know, have diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know, you don't want to be hiring, you know, the people of color or women or queer people. You know, it's just common sense that you want to go back to apartheid in the United States. It's just common sense that, you know, women should be in the bedroom and the kitchen and not in the workplace, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, both the National Security Agency and the National Atmospheric, excuse me, the NASA, the space agency, National Aeronautics and Space Agency, both of them appear to have just gone nuts in the last 48 hours. The National Cryptological Museum, which is run by the National Security Agency, the NSA, this is a federal museum of spies and spydom. As a result of Trump's order to scrub DEI from all federal programs, taped, this is a quote from this. I'm quoting from an article. I'm sorry, I don't have it actually. For some reason, the publication name did not print. But it's, you know, it's one of our. Well, it's from Politico, actually. Taped sheets of brown paper over plaques in its Hall of Honor devoted to women and people of color. So they've got all these little pictures and plaques and things, you know, about spies who did incredibly cool stuff. And some of them are black and some of them are female, and they put brown paper over all the black and female spies and stories about black and female spies. Now, this apparently only lasted a couple days before the outrage caused them to go, well, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. And then over at NASA personnel were told to drop everything, to scrub public sites of mentions of DEI. This is from 404media.co. They had to remove any website that mentions diversity in the context of DEIA, that mentions indigenous people, oh my God, and that mentions anything specifically targeting women, such as women in leadership at NASA, along with equity, inclusion, accessibility, MSI, minority serving institution, EEJ, EJ, environmental justice, and underrepresented groups and people. So let's just make America white again. I mean, we've known all along, we've known this for a decade, right? We've known that this is Donald Trump's agenda. You know, no more black people in power, no more black people in positions of authority, purge the federal government of black people who have any authority at all. You know, it's fine if you got a bunch of black people in the army serving as cannon fodder, but a black guy as Secretary of Defense, that ain't gonna happen. We'll put an alcoholic white guy in there instead. It's really remarkable how far they've gotten and how much approval that they have. I mean, the story this morning over on Fox News was how Trump's approval ratings are up with Republicans right now. Republicans are loving this stuff. Keep in mind, you know, the majority of white people voted for Trump. The majority of white men overwhelmingly voted for Trump, almost two-thirds. The majority of white women voted for Trump. There's a lot of people, white people in America who want this. What are we going to do with that?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls after the break. Stay with us.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day. The guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet.
Yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You get access to the Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. That's FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman, or text Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Don't obey in advance. Don't give them your will.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Marilyn in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Speaking of the Supreme Court, I don't know if you remember it, but J.D. Vance came right out and said, and this is why I've lost hope in any of what the courts say. He said this last August. This is an exact quote. If I was giving him, Trump, a piece of advice, fire every single bureaucrat, every single civil servant in the administrative state, replace them with our people, and when the courts, because you will get taken to court, and when the courts stop you, stand before the country like Andrew Jackson did and say, the Supreme Court has made its ruling, now let them enforce it.
Yeah. Not surprised, yeah. Marilyn. I'm not surprised.
Not what I called about was tariffs, because I just am curious. I've read everything you've said. You know, the Trump was wrong and Alexander Hamilton was right on tariffs, and I agree with all of it. I'm just curious, because we did pay, like you said, the federal government, all our things got paid for with tariffs up until the Civil War, and then and then a third of it, and then two thirds of it. My question is, why couldn't we, not that we should, I don't understand it enough to know, which is why I'm asking you, why couldn't we go back to all tariffs paying and eliminating taxes?
I think we could probably generate some substantial income for the federal government with more widespread tariffs, but you're not probably going to generate $6 trillion a year, which is what the federal government, you know, spends, and taxes, and you know, taxes pay for that. Of course, obviously, you know, we're also running deficits. But setting the deficit argument aside, I would think probably if tariffs were that substantial, they would end up not generating that amount of revenue, because the tariffs would increase the price of goods so much that people would simply stop buying those foreign-made goods and start buying American-made goods, which is the whole point of the tariffs in the first place. And then you don't have tariff income. I mean, that's the in my mind, the goal of tariffs is to protect domestic industries. That was Alexander
Hamilton. Clearly, they had tariff income. Clearly, they had tariff income in the 1800s.
Well, they did, but the government was much, much smaller. I mean, you know, our federal government went from being a very weak, very small, really a tiny operation from the founding of the Republic up until the Civil War. After the Civil War, the federal government, it got a lot stronger and a lot bigger, and a whole bunch of agencies got created. But really, the explosion in the size of the government, I'm talking about literally doubling or tripling the size of the government. I'd have to go back and look at the numbers to give you an accurate percentage of growth. But that all happened with Franklin Roosevelt, during the 1930s and 1940s. And then there was a second expansion of government, a really notable expansion of government in the 60s, in the late 60s, early 70s, under Lyndon Johnson's Great Society. So, and those are the programs that are under attack. Those are the programs that Republicans want to get rid of. They want to basically take us back to 1929. That said, I mean, tariffs might have generated enough revenue to support the government when it was one-tenth the size that it is now, or one-hundredth the size that it is now back in the 19th century, or one-tenth the size in the 1920s. But I don't see any way that tariffs can produce enough revenue right now. Although there are Republicans who are saying we should do away with the income tax and entirely fund the government with tariffs. But I think that that presupposes, or that assumes, that all of those agencies, that basically our federal budget goes from $5 or $6 trillion a year down to, $2 or $3 or maybe $1 or $2 trillion a year. And at that point, you could probably generate enough tariff revenue to fund the government. But it ain't going to happen. Right. I mean, people would just be up in arms. You'd have major trade wars. I mean, if you try to do it quickly, as you know from reading my writings on this, and I wrote about this at length in my book on neoliberalism, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. You have to do tariffs carefully. You have to do them incrementally. You have to do them on a very targeted basis. You don't want to disrupt marketplaces. You don't want to start trade wars. You do it with the agreement of your trade partners, in large part. They put up tariffs, you put up tariffs. You both, encourage more domestic industry. There are a few economies in the world that are pretty much entirely or largely export-driven. Japan's used to be that way. South Korea, Taiwan, they're all, they've got exports, and China. Exports are a huge part of their economies. There you'd have a hard time coming to any kind of, collaborative agreement. But, It's complicated.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Marilyn. That's a thoughtful question. I appreciate that. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People of the United States of America, the first three words of the Constitution. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with your calls.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be, and all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Later this morning, a federal judge in Boston holds a hearing filed by 18 attorneys general against President Trump's executive order to rescind birthright citizenship.
Two other lawsuits were filed to accomplish the same result, brought by lawyers for civil rights and the Brazilian Worker Center on behalf of women who are pregnant and will give birth in the United States.
That's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. An important economic indicator will be released in a few hours. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has a preview.
The government is set to release the monthly jobs report, and it's expected that the economy produced 150,000 to 200,000 jobs. That would be a downshift from the more than 250,000 in the previous month. But this report is likely to show a little bit of deceleration.
Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills has won the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award, as heard on Fox.
Be good, do good, God bless, and go Bills.
CBS News Brief.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials, and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjan Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, known Chris for a long time now, you know, got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it was an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies, winds diminishing as lows drop to the mid-single digits. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Friday with highs in the lower 20s. Winter storm watch in effect starting Friday night for accumulating snowfall. It's 6 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens and also Peter Rapine. Give us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 20% off with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com. The promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get you 20% off. cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com.
But I've seen some wicked sights, from politicians hurting pets. Oh, it keeps me up at night. Christy Noem said I was dangerous, so she took me down. Now I'm here to sing the truth about these leaders' frowns. Do Republicans hate pets?
Kevin Roberts, I believe the head of the Heritage Foundation, killed that dog with the shovel. Wasn't that the story? Anyway, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Diane in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I seem to have called on the right day, but I think most days are probably pretty right with you. I got a copy of a memo to the record from the United States Military Academy Corps of Cadets to the Directorate of Club Activities and Club Guidance.
Oh, yeah. They just shut down clubs for black people, gay people, Jews, et cetera.
Yeah. Effective immediately, all Directorate of Cadet Activities sanctioned clubs listed below are hereby disbanded. The directive cancels all trip sections, meetings, events, and other activities associated with these clubs. Moreover, these clubs are not authorized to continue informal activities using government time, resources, or facilities. And here are the clubs: Asian Pacific Forum Club, Contemporary Cultural Affairs Seminar Club, the Corbin Forum, which I think was formed right after the first women were admitted in the 70s, mm-hmm. Japanese Forum Club, Korean American Relations Seminar, Latin Cultural Club, National Society of Black Engineers Club, Native American Heritage Forum, Society for Hispanic Professional Engineers, Society of Women Engineers, Spectrum, which is a gay straight alliance, who knew, and Vietnamese American Cadet Association.
Yeah.
I heard from a more recent grad of the academy that there will be a directive going out abolishing the gospel choir.
Oh, really?
All clubs, yep.
That surprises me.
Well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All clubs listed in paragraph 3 of this memo are directed to permanently cease all activities on club external official presences, which is the overall umbrella, and will unpublish, deactivate, archive, or otherwise remove all public-facing content. At the same time, they're told to hold on to their archival material for further examination.
Right. so that they can look at who showed up for those club meetings and bounce them out of the military. We want an all-white military, all-male military, if we can get it.
Yeah, we can get Pete X Hegseth in there to show us how.
Yeah, but exactly.
This is so disturbing to me, Tom, because of the microsurgical precision that they went layers beneath the surface of the military. I don't know, and I'm trying to find out if the U.S. Naval Academy, well, we know what happened to the Coast Guard Academy and the Commandant of the Coast Guard.
Oh, she got kicked out of her house with 3 hours' notice.
Right, just Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
So this memo came out on the 4th of February, and I'm just waiting to see what happens next, but I cannot believe how prepared the Trump people were almost from the day he was.
They had 4 years to get ready, Diane.
Yeah.
And they did.
Can you imagine the precision? Unreal.
Yeah.
I'm horrified, and I think we should all just take care. And down here in Chatham County, North Carolina, we're going to have some silent protests at various congressional offices around us. I'd like to call it the silent scream, but I don't think that that's probably very adult of me.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, Diane. Diane, thanks for sharing that with us. It is a horrifying story. And I suspect that the white Christian groups will be just fine. I mean, Mikey Weinstein has been all over that with the Air Force Academy. You know, how they're actually actively trying to recruit people into right-wing evangelical Christendom.
One last thing. I was up at the academy at the Cadet Chapel, and just after Trump came into office, and there was a new, they changed the requirements for chaplains in the Army. You don't have to have a Master of Divinity. You can be, you know, your local guy. Mm-hmm. And I was horrified. It was a small group at that huge, beautiful chapel. And this man got up and said, you know what you have to do to save the country and how you need to go about supporting the incoming administration. And I'm thinking, you don't do that
in
a military chapel.
No, the military has always been apolitical, not just the chapel, everywhere.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, here he is, a man of the cloth, and I think I'd rather him take his cloth somewhere else. So at any rate, that's that, Tom, and keep up the good work. And I'll go ahead and email you this memo. You can add it to your files.
Thank you, Diane. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Bill in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
The phrase that pays these days seems to be flood the zone.
Yep, with crap.
I think we need to flood the zone.
Yeah.
Well, we need to flood the zone with, now, they've got the airwaves and the radio and the television, but that's not all we see and that's not all we hear. So one thing we need to do is we all need to make a bunch of signs that simply say, prepare for general strike.
Mm-hmm.
And when there are a multitude of those signs out there, those that are in power will have to take notice.
Bill, I would, you know, I think a general strike is a great idea. The problem is, unlike the countries of Europe, where you have 60, 70, 80, in some cases 90% union density, and, you know, a handful of unions can get together and say, okay, that's it, we're going to strike and shut down France or shut down Germany or whatever. We have 10% union density here in the United States. There is no one group that's got a large enough email group or mail, you know, base to do that.
No, I think we can overcome that. I think, you know, you're talking about union striking. I'm talking a general strike.
No, I get it.
Which is a strike of
But who's going to communicate that to everybody? Who's going to organize it? Who's going to determine?
We all make signs. We all make signs. We flood the zone with signs and stickers that all say prepare for general strike.
Okay.
But there's a second thing, equally as important, that we can do. We are the resistance, no doubt. The resistance could be an army, but we're not an army. We don't mean violence, but we are a group like an army, and we need a uniform. We need to do something uniformly. So I suggest this. It's so simple. I've always called it the 3-cent solution. We take a small piece of blue cloth, thumbnail size, the size of your thumbnail, pin it over your heart space. Identify yourself. We identify ourselves to each other that are along the same lines of thought. And when again, that's what we do for each other. We let each other see.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Bill, I wish you luck with it. And thank you very much for the call. Jim in Seminole, Florida. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Thanks for talking with me. Change the subject a little bit. I worked for the post office 29 years, 6 years before that in the private sector, 9 years as a union official, full-time. So I paid my money into Social Security, and finally, after all the way back to Barney Frank, the Social Security Fairness Act was passed.
Right.
And I personally believe they waited till a lot of us died off before they tried to pay out that kind of money. But
probably.
The issue now is the Congress didn't put any money in to Social Security to pay for it. So okay. Now they're saying that it'll be a year. They're supposed to go back to 23. So it'll be a year at least before we get that back pay of 11, 12, 13 months, whatever. And the additional money, in my case, $400 a month, they've been taking out of my pay, out of my Social Security. It could be a year before they start doing that. Now, I know that doesn't affect too many people, a couple million, because it's not just the.
Is this a new
service.
Recalibration of the was this a was a law passed by Congress, right? Not an executive order last year.
Correct.
Yeah. OK.
Correct.
So is this
correct.
The is this the Trump administration interpreting that law or changing it in some way? Or is did the law envision this?
Before Trump came in, people from Social Security said,
Jim, your phone just fell apart.
Oh, I'm sorry, am I back?
Yeah, you're back now, yeah.
Okay. It was before Trump even, you know, came into power.
I see. Okay.
It was Social Security that actually said they don't have the money. Congress didn't pass money along with it.
Right.
And that's just one of my fears. Of course, there's so much. Yeah, well, it is for sure. I mean, they finally agree that they screwed us, and now they're saying, well, we're going to screw you again.
Yeah.
So, anyways, and I know that's not a big deal with everything else that's going on in this country.
No, I got it. Jim, thanks for the heads up on that. I did not know. I'm sorry to hear that. I encourage you to call when one of our members of Congress is on. Jim, thanks. Brett in Toledo, Ohio. Hey, Brett, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Hey, I'm going to pull you back to kind of what your previous caller was talking about, and I absolutely agree with you. A general strike, it seems like a tall ask these days, or any days. But that caller was right. The dollar has power, and you know, I've been given some thought here to Trump's lawsuits, his attack on the free press, and I just got off the computer. I had a nice little chat conversation with the Paramount Plus representative. I'm a Paramount Plus subscriber. Paramount wants to settle over the CBS 60 Minutes lawsuit.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to stop paying them. I'm going to cancel. And if everybody did that.
That's a good point, Brett.
If, economic power.
Yeah, I have a Paramount Plus subscription, too. That's great. That's a great idea. I will reach out to them and encourage everybody else to. Brett, thank you so much for that. Appreciate the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
48 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, we're all just human. I don't eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable is doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens. But most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day, binge out on cookies or something, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. And if your doctor doesn't notice improved health, you get your money back. This stuff really works. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get your special introductory discount, 20% off on your first order. Code Tom, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Check it out. Beneath those polished ties, they twist the truth and 54 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Molly in Scott County, Iowa. Is it Iowa? It says I-O. I don't know what state that
is. Yes, it is.
Okay, it's I-A. Thank you. Hey, Molly, what's up?
Well, I'm just calling to thanks for getting on the air with you. I was born the same year you were. I'm a 50-year retired telecommunications worker and also CWA union member. And so what a previous caller said, the money is not the most important thing. The children are. The safety and the health of the children is the most important thing. And I'm calling because my dad was in World War II. He was in the Army, and he was shot by a Nazi in Germany. And he lived to tell about it, came back to Iowa, married my mom, had six kids. So what I work on mostly is to educate people. We've created a resistance group here in the Quad Cities called the Liberty and Justice Movement. And I contacted WCPT, where I listen to you, and I talked to their general manager in Willow Springs, Illinois, and received permission from him to use their logo to create stickers and placards, which I have created here myself and paid for, and I hand those out every place.
That's great.
So we're telling people about, we're telling people about your program, and I think since I don't have TV service anymore. When I retired, I couldn't afford it. So I have over the air. And I've also, we have our third meeting Saturday for our resistance group here in the Quad Cities. And there are 300,000 people in this area of eastern Iowa and western Illinois. So having been a union steward, and I'm also on the Scott County Democratic Central Committee, you know, we know how to run meetings. So we are contacting today. I made a call to Senator Tom Harkin, waiting for a call back to ask him to go on national airwaves to talk about what should really be done. Senator Tom Harkin was 30 years in the Senate, and he was also a commander in the military. And we need people like Harkin and other Democrats.
Molly, I'm out of time.
I know,
sorry.
It's wonderful.
But I'm with you. I'm with you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active. Check out indivisible.org. They're doing some absolute kick-ass work. Get out there, tag your it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet, and we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. New York Attorney General Letitia James plans to file a lawsuit with at least a dozen other state attorneys general against the Trump administration over the Department of Government Efficiency. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports they claim DOGE is using unauthorized access to sensitive information that includes Americans' data at the Treasury Department.
They're suing, arguing that in the last week, the U.S. Department of Treasury has given Elon Musk access to Americans' personal private information, state bank account data, and other information that is some of our country's most sensitive data. As the richest man in the world, Elon Musk is not used to being told no, but in our country, they argue, no one is above the law.
Rushel Vogt is now director of the Office of Management and Budget following the vote in the Senate.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 47, the nomination is confirmed.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer spoke against the nomination.
Of all of the extremists that Donald Trump